Did you watch Kazam or Shazam?
Did the Monopoly Man really have a monocle?
Wait. It was Shazam, right?
Yes.
Not Kazam.
No, it's Kazam. Wait.
Wait, was
it? I don't remember it being Kazam.
I don't either. I do remember this episode of Matt's Not Here starting, though.
Do you, though?
I do.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. For a little bit.
Oh, you know what? You're right. It did.
It did. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Alrighty then.
All right, here we go.
Get this started.
Oh boy.
So, for those of you just joining us, this is
Matt's Not Here!
Your weekly podcast show where Matt's actually here.
I got a question though.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are they just joining us? This is like an internet thing. When they hit play, they've been here for a minute.
You know what? I didn't think that far ahead.
It's okay.
And if you haven't joined us, the Cult of M&H on Facebook.
Yeah, you can join that.
It's also because I've been drinking. So
lucky.
You're welcome.
Lucky.
He's about to be a blind pig.
Yeah, so this week's episode, I'm
shout out to listener Rick for getting me this beer,
Blind Pig,
from Russian River Brewing Company.
It's Try delicious. That again.
From Russian River Brewing Company.
Yeah, say that 10 times fast.
No.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Russian River Brewing Company.
Rick.
Russian River Brewing Company. Yeah, I'm not going to do it again. I was going to fuck it up
sober.
If I did the third time.
Rick, where's my beer?
Rick said fuck off.
Aw, ow.
Wow. Actually, I don't know this, but you know.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, this week's episode is going to be a fun one.
It is. It's going to be an interesting one for sure.
I have a question for you guys.
What's that?
Is real life really real life?
I don't know, man.
Or are we living in like some sort of computer simulation of what we believe
is this
real
life
is?
Or is this fantasy?
Oh, God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is why I only do one podcast with these guys and not two.
Can you imagine, though, if you did two podcasts with us?
God.
That'd be the best thing ever.
That'd be amazing, and you'd enjoy alcohol more.
I'd get to rate water.
Oh, he'd be drinking so much goddamn water.
We'd have to find so many different versions of
this
water.
This week, I'm trying Propel Lemon.
Right?
Next week's going to be Cherry.
Last week I had Aquafina. This week, DeSante.
Have you seen that
one water
on the
drink.
Circle? Have you seen it?
Circle
water? It's a water bottle, but you can add this little like capsule, or not a capsule. It's like a little pod. You attach it, and then you can drink straight water, or you can twist the knob,
and
you
like
have
juice.
Flavored water.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can put vodka in the bottom and
water
down your vodka.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, you could do that too.
That
way
you can be hydrated
damn it, that's
when
genius.
It's the summer. You know, you're hydrated,
and
but you're
drunk.
Still. Yeah, exactly.
How come nobody's thought of this?
Right? How?
Holy
why does
shit.
It take the non-drinker to come
right?
up with that idea? What
right?
the fuck?
The sober guy is the one who comes up with this fucking
did you
idea.
God damn it.
Did you guys see, where was it? Was it Florida? I'm not sure, but did you guys see that guy that was working on this festival? Like helping set it up or whatever?
Oh, and
he
buried
beer and then went back as a guest and dug it up and got caught.
That's
oh, he got caught? No,
I think so. I thought he did.
I didn't see that. I know. I think it was this year's Lollapalooza. If it was the in-person one, this guy
it was Lollapalooza.
Went to a park, buried like vodka or wine or some shit, and then went
That's
back to the event and dug it up. I don't think this guy didn't get caught, but it was fucking rad.
He got blasted on the internet. So I mean,
that's pretty fucking rad.
By the time it already goes out, the show's over. So what the fuck are they gonna do?
I mean, it beats having to pay fucking $13 for a
fucking
PBR.
Right? Jesus Christ.
Fucking ridiculous.
Hey, I don't drink, but a $13 PBR sounds a hell of a lot better than a $13 Bud Light.
No, Bud Lights actually go for like $15 or
$20. Bud Lights cost
serious?
More. Dude, PBR is the cheapest beer you can get anywhere, and then when you go to a show, they're like, you're paying fucking four times the amount
like,
for this beer.
It's fucking
Keystone
ridiculous. I don't understand why they
bucks?
Do that.
No.
No.
Dude, fuck
that
shit.
Fucking stupid.
You know what's crazy is I'm sure in the, you know, vast reality that we are, there is like one like glitch or one like recoded part where like beer doesn't cost that much at a concert.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. I haven't encountered it myself yet, but I sure hope so.
I'm sure you will eventually.
Really? You think
there's
so?
There's probably an alternate reality where you go to a concert and it's not to show off the musicians, it's to show off the beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the musicians are just kind of there.
There, right?
Whoa.
Those are called beer festivals, Matt.
Oh, fuck. That's
the thing. That's called Oktoberfest. Wait, right? Oktoberfest, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Also, just beer festivals.
That too.
In general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that a movie?
Oktoberfest?
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, yes it was. Yes.
I tried so hard to get us back on track, but we just fucked that up right away.
It's okay, it's the intro. It's no big deal.
All right.
Fine. Yeah, we got 15 minutes to just shoot the shit.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You guys see the new video for the new Lamborghini?
What?
No, with the boat?
The Countach. So they did this video, and it just kind of teased it. And it was like this little kid in his room putting up a Countach poster on the wall, and they showed all this retro, like, old-school Countach shit.
Right.
And then they showed, like, a car that's covered.
Okay.
All I have to say is it better have a manual transmission option.
Oh, no, that's not the one that I saw. I saw the thing for the new Ford, quote, e-muscle car.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like, a super lame commercial because it showed, like, all of the Fords from the past and the guy who now lives at the Ford fucking mansion.
Right.
Who's running Ford, but he's not a Ford.
And then he couldn't afford it?
Couldn't afford to be part of the family.
And then he gets to the new car, the new electric muscle car that they're putting out, and he lifts up, like, the skirt or the car cover and shows just the corner and the commercial cuts off.
It's going to give a whole new meaning to Ford, found on road dead.
Yeah.
Like, literally dead battery.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie, though. Those electric motors can kick some serious ass.
Oh, it's all... It's just
the motors
torque,
are great.
Though.
Yeah,
and it's just straight torque because it's just, like...
Instant. That Tesla Plaid is insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you get it in a really cold weather, then your batteries don't work well.
Battery dies sooner.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same with an engine, too.
Well, car battery, you get a strong enough car battery, but a lead acid or an AGM is going to be able to handle the cold.
And the thing is this new Ford muscle car, man, it better, they're saying it's going to have the spirit of an actual muscle car, and it's like, that better, but are they going to like dumb it down so it doesn't accelerate instantly like an electric car would so that it accelerates like a normal muscle car? Are they going to add like artificial shake all the way through the body as if, the motor's roaring?
Well, have you seen the Tesla Plaid?
No.
And the dash, when it launches, the dash has, like, those hyper speed, like, it looks like you're going through hyperspace.
Star Wars. Yeah.
Really? So the dash fucks with you
and
a little bit?
And it lights up red, and it gets, as you're going faster, it goes quicker, and it's just, it's pretty
gnarly.
So
it gives you more of a sensation
of
going fast?
But you hear it, like, as you're driving, it's pretty cool.
I've yet to ride in a Tesla.
Yeah, same here.
Same here.
All right, so.
But I do want to ride in a Tesla. So if anybody listening has
a
Tesla,
give Matt's Not Here a ride in their car.
Yeah.
We'll record it while we do. We can.
Fuck yeah, we will.
We have the capability.
That shit would be fucking amazing.
Fucking rad. Can you imagine, like.
What if one of our listeners in Florida has one and they're like, yeah, come on over. We're like, shit.
You got an electric car. Drive over here.
Just think
there you go.
Think about how electric cars would change NASCAR forever.
Oh,
they would not be loud.
Here's the thing. NASCAR is still using carbureted engines.
Yeah.
But if you put a motor on each wheel, you can hug the inside of the track the whole time. There's no apex where you go in and out. You can just sit on the center.
It would be such a quieter experience.
And here they come.
they're taking the turn.
You don't hear the wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. It's just...
Are you hearing like...
I'll tell you, being in an automotive garage...
Oh, when the 24 comes in for a recharge.
When you're in an auto garage and you hear an electric vehicle roll in, it's pretty scary because you don't hear it roll in. You just hear the tires like...
You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I almost got taken out by a Prius.
I think some of them have that integrated sound.
Yeah,
too.
phony car sound. They have that.
Exactly.
They have that so that, if a blind person were crossing the street, like, they don't get clipped by a fucking Prius making a turn.
By a Tesla?
Walking down an alley and this Prius comes flying through. I couldn't even hear it. I was like, oh, shit. I was trying to load the work van.
But it just seems like every car manufacturer is now releasing an electric version of
the famous vehicles. They go.
Because by 2035 or whatever?
I think that's what they're saying.
I mean, you did see the new electric F-150, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that one's actually pretty neat.
But yeah, I think 2035 is when like they're wanting to have no more naturally aspirated gas vehicles.
Oof, the Arabs are not going to be happy.
And they've made plenty of money so far.
And it's sad because the manufacturing of electric cars is
so much worse.
Yeah, exactly. But I saw a video the other day of somebody was testing out their Tesla. What's the mode called? The
Ludicrous?
Where the car comes to you.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh, it's a specific mode. There's a specific name they call it.
Valet? I just picture Batman.
No, but there's a name where you does the remote, and wherever the remote pings to, the car will come stop and park right there. So like if you're at a shopping center or something, you're carrying shit, you don't have, you know, you could just...
Well, like back out of a parking space and shit?
Yeah, yeah. It does everything.
So I watched this happen, and it's not the best at doing it. And it kind of didn't yield and stop at a stop sign, and it kind of just started going through it in a parking lot, and there was a cop.
Oh.
The cop pulls the Tesla over, and he walks up, and he's like... walks to the other side, there's no one in it, and he's like...
And the guy walks up.
Just
waits.
And they're talking, and they're like... The cop's like, I don't know how to, like... go about this. Do I write the car a ticket? Do I give you a ticket? Because I can't give you a ticket because you weren't driving. Like,
that's hilarious.
Loophole, bitch.
That's hilarious. Now, whenever somebody gets pulled over in a Tesla,
it was on autopilot.
They're just gonna jump into the passenger seat and be like, "It was autopilot."
Yep.
Well, wait till the Teslas are starting to do like Amazon deliveries, and you can like just hop in this autonomous vehicle in the passenger seat and try your shoes on. All right, they're good, and then just walk out, and it automatically like charges your card.
Or it gets pissed off, you hop in to try your shoes on, and it locks the door on you and drives around with you in it.
What is this, Christine?
And it becomes homicidal? I don't know,
man. That's
ooh, that's a homicidal fucking, electric vehicle? Like an updated Christine?
Can we rewrite Christine with an evil Tesla that gets hacked?
Yes.
Fucking A, dude. I think
so much more believable, too.
Right. Like,
see, all these people are remaking movies,
right?
But they keep it straight to the point and totally butcher the film and ruin it.
Like, they need to reboot Christine. Kind of like how they rebooted Chucky where...
No, we don't talk about that one. That one was fucking garbage. No. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of Chucky. You know that.
I am too. You know I got the fucking originals. I love it. He's on your vest, yes, but...
Wrong guy.
He's on here somewhere. No, there he is.
There's him on your vest. You don't even know where
it is. There's my pin right there, and I believe I have a patch somewhere.
Where the reboot... You haven't sewn it on yet.
I haven't sewn it on yet. I've been lazy. Yeah,
but there it is.
Oh, such a big fan.
He carries these patches around his pocket. Right. Like he's got patches and shit on his vest. He's like, look at this patch I have.
Such a big fan of this movie franchise.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to get around to it eventually.
Uh-huh.
Eventually.
You say that every week.
It's been in my pocket for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So before you had the vest.
No, I had the vest. I've had the vest for at least, a couple years now.
It's about 2 years.
About 2 years, yeah. We've actually had these vests for a while.
Yeah, because we went to go watch that movie back in, I think it was August.
When did that movie?
When did the Joker come out?
August 2019.
Please tell us, guys.
I don't know. Look, it doesn't matter. Okay,
French people.
So I might be a month shy of 2 years. Whatever.
Anyway, that reboot of Chucky was, you know, not bad.
It was hot garbage.
They could definitely do that with, like, a Tesla or a, electric Ford.
Yeah, I could see that.
And it could be Ford, because it could be, like, you know, finding on-road death.
Ooh, found on-road dead. There you go.
Okay, there we go.
There you go. It's perfect.
Or,
of course, I don't think the Ford Motor Company would go for it.
They definitely don't want to be associated with murder.
No.
They're already associated with Mustangs running into crowds. And,
but didn't they have a thing with, like, the tires they equipped them with, like Firestones? They were fucking...
No, that was a long time ago. That was in like the early 2000s.
Disintegrating and shit.
Yeah, that was old. Yeah. But like, no, it's just also when Mustangs leave car meets, they plow into the crowd.
Damn.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition now?
I don't think it's the car. I think it's the kind of people that buy the car.
Oh, it's 100% the people who buy the car and then they floor it and then they realize they can't handle that car and it spins out of control and takes out like 8 people.
Yeah, because they upgraded from a Honda Civic to a Mustang, and they can't handle rear-wheel drive and a little bit of torque.
Yep. That's probably what it is.
It's all those Honda Civic kids who are like, I can drift my car. It's like, bro, you got a front-wheel drive car. That's not a drift.
Pull the e-brake. Put some fucking McDonald's plastic trays on the back wheels. Pull the e-brake.
And slide around the parking lot. It's not drifting, homie.
Close enough.
Nah.
It's close enough.
A drift is controlled.
Yeah,
that's true. That's very true. You make a valid argument there.
I call it controlling a car in an uncontrollable state.
Yeah.
You mean like California? Because California is an uncontrollable state.
I mean, hey. Yeah.
Like, hey, he got the joke. I'm glad one of us did.
Yeah, I'm glad too. I was about to get on my soapbox.
But before you do that, let's go to this ad break.
This is Brandon from New York, and this is Matt's Not Here.
And we're back. All right. Big thanks to our sponsors. You know, Anchor for sure.
They just heard that.
Our biggest sponsor.
They just heard that one.
But our other favorite sponsor, Zombie Killer Clothing. I don't know what the fuck that was all about.
My throat, dude. My throat's sore. I've been doing this for like 5 seasons. I want to try something different.
No, I mean, it worked. Yeah, it worked.
Thank you.
It worked.
Where can they follow Zombie Killer Clothing at?
Zombie Killer Clothing. You can find them on Facebook at Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
There you go.
Instagram, that's Zombie Killer Clothing.
Yeah.
And make sure you guys check out their other page, which is Living the Scream.
Living the Scream. Living the Scream 2021. We have a show going on this October. Come see local horror boutiques, local horror performers, and I may or may not be. I am not going to say may not. I will be there doing a séance.
Don't cock tease them. Just let it out.
If you want to see Brett get a lot of lobotomy. Sorry, I can't talk
today.
None of us can even say it.
Look, 2021, Living the Scream. Check out the Instagram, at Living the Scream. Follow it. You can come see the seance. You can come see all the horror performers and all that dope shit going on. We got visual effects artists displaying ways that we can make you look like you're fucking dead in real life.
We'll put it in the show notes.
And all that stuff.
We'll put the links in the show notes.
And make sure you guys check out their online store and get some of those sweet fucking shoes.
And buy us a pair of those fucking shoes. God damn, they're sexy.
They're so fucking sexy.
There's three of us, so we'll need a pair and a half.
A pair and a half? What the fuck?
I'm confused.
I think your math is a little bit off, but all right.
We're not putting a shoe on your dick, Matt.
We're not?
I thought we were drinking Bailey's out of it.
Ah!
Sorry, you guys weren't there for that, but...
Okay, so let's get on with the show.
This week's episode
is all about the simulation hypothesis.
And glitches in the Matrix and stuff that ties into that.
So are we living in a simulation?
I don't know. We got a special listener here today.
Yes, we do. We have a special listener. He's a listener of this podcast. Brandon from New York. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Brandon?
Hanging out, man. Very excited to be here on the show.
Oh, we appreciate it.
We're glad to have you on, man.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
We hear you're very... very excited, and
we hear you know a thing or two about what's going on with this too.
Very knowledgeable about what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, so I've been doing research on simulation for I would say about 2-3 years probably. I literally research for fun. Like, I literally find enjoyment in just reading up, getting educated on stuff like that.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the simulation theory.
Well, for those that are unaware.
Okay, we have a brief little synopsis here. The simulation hypothesis is a proposal regarding the nature of existence. The proposal is that all current existence that humans know, including the Earth and the rest of the universe, could in fact be an artificial simulation, such as a computer simulation. Some versions rely on the development of a simulated reality, a proposed technology that would be able to convince its inhabitants that the simulation was real. So that's pretty much what it boils down to is...
And to put this in layman's terms, because I know some of our listeners probably...
You're going to dumb it down for our listeners?
I know our listeners.
That's what layman's terms means.
Yeah.
You're going to dumb it down.
It's... We are The Sims. Somebody's playing The Sims and it's us.
We're a Sim character?
Hence the term simulation.
No, I know that's where they got Sims from. Simulation.
We could just all be NPCs.
Yeah. Right. Ooh. Or what is it? The zoo theory or whatever?
Zoo theory?
What the fuck?
You know, where we're basically a project and they're watching us, what goes down on Earth from a kind of another perspective. And
oh, right. Okay.
But that's a whole different...
It's part of the simulation. It's another part. Yeah.
Oh, so...
Because this goes off in so many different ways.
I think it branches off also from like Mandela effect.
Branch realities. It's like a multiverse.
You're talking Truman Show, Mandela Effect, time travel. Yep. I mean, there's so many different...
Dude, I've been Truman Showed so many times, like, I started to think it was real. I started to think I was the center of a fucking...
That's a big part of the reason I don't smoke weed in public anymore.
Well, you got to think about this. Your brain, you know, kind of sees everything and kind of processes everything that comes in, you know? So how you see things might be something different from somebody else. So technically, you can be the only one in existence and creating all of this stuff you're seeing.
That's true.
Yeah, like one of the things I heard or discovered, I guess, when researching this was something that I found fascinating was that the speed of light is seen as the fastest we can go. We still even haven't reached the speed of light as man yet. And the only reason we haven't reached that is because the programmers writing the code for this simulation have a certain block set in place for us, the characters within the simulation, where we physically cannot go faster than that because they haven't written anything for it yet. So we can't go past it to get into the new area. So if we were to travel the speed of light, we'd go past their pre-coded or their coding and writing for it.
Here's the thing. What if, for example, you think of a computer playing a video game? And how textures and stuff are rendered. So whatever you're looking at is something that could be rendered, right?
Yeah.
And it's not rendered until you see it because there's limited resources that computer could use or computing power to process that stuff. So they can't render the whole map at once, right? What if the world is kind of like that and whatever computer's running the simulation, if it's a computer, for example, you know, doesn't have the computing power completely to do that. So there is limitations here.
Yeah.
Because our brains, for example, are basically a computer.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I discovered when I was like researching this stuff too is, you know, when you're walking somewhere with like an NPC or with a character in a video game, and they're walking along this predetermined path, it's going to take you to this location. When you don't look at them or you stop, they stop moving, because the coding in them is saying, oh well, the person's off doing this now, so I don't need to worry about or think about this.
Yeah,
and that's, you know. Like, we're not...
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that game designers do that. They do that to optimize, like, all the computer power and everything. Like, if you're playing Grand Theft Auto and you're on one part of the map, there's no reason to load the other side of the map if you're not going to interact or see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I have a lot of experience developing and doing scripting, running a gaming community on PC and stuff. And I used to run a milsim. And we'd have certain areas of the map where stuff, little skirmishes would be happening. And they would literally freeze when you weren't there. I can pull the server down, bring it back up. You can do something in another area, and it remembers what was going on in that area. But when you get over there, then that loads in and it starts working again.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah.
And so how would that all tie into us being a simulation? Like, I think that goes back to the whole speed of light thing. There's a reason we can't go that fast. Is because if we did that, it would break the simulation.
Right.
True. The character can't be faster than the actual program.
And this goes back to, you know, one of our previous episodes where we talked about the Mandela effect, where we do remember the Monopoly Man having the monocle, and we do remember Bernstein Bears being spelled differently, or people do remember Mandela dying in prison. Well, maybe those did actually happen, but the game crashed. They had to reboot it, and it rebooted from a prior save where... You know, now the man doesn't have the monocle, or they had to rewrite the code and they left out the monocle, because when you change one small piece of code, sometimes that breaks the entire system and you have to rewrite it.
So it's funny you bring that up. There's been people that have had crazy experiences that are quote unquote near death, and it should have 100% killed them, but then they reset and it's like they're back. Like, there was this accident where this guy he was riding with his friend. They had a gnarly car accident, head-on collision. The car was mangled. The insurance company and everybody there was like, there's no way these guys could have survived. They found them standing off on the side of the road. And these people were like, how the fuck did that happen? Like,
huh.
So there's a lot of instances where people have had that happen, and it's like, nope. Reset, you're gonna continue on in the simulation. It's not
respawn from this point.
Exactly.
That's your respawn point.
I had notes on that, I thought. So for example, there's details after a glitch or an event that changed after. For example, this man had the friend, you know, in the car accident that should have killed them. You know, and they appeared unharmed on the side of the road. Well, the man started seeing details in his life that were different after that accident. For example, he went into his girlfriend's house and he remembered her having a tube television, but all of a sudden it's a flat screen. And he tells her, when did you get this TV? Didn't you have a tube television? She's like, we've had this for several years.
Right.
And he's like, what? And he starts noticing all these details and things like that. And then his girlfriend had a similar experience where she died. And then she started seeing things that were different. And then they both talked about it and were just like, what the fuck's going on? Like, this is weird.
Mm. Yeah.
I can talk forever on this. I want to hear what you have to say.
I mean, you are a guest.
I think the simulation could. I think deja vu plays a big part in that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I agree, kind of agreeing with you on the whole. You know, something happens, a crash or something unexpected, where they restart it or they're trying to go a different path. That kind of would explain deja vu.
Well, like deja vu lot, too, actually. Like the parallel reality thing. Like you could shift into another reality where you didn't die and things were a little different.
So deja vu, that would be an example of a glitch.
It could be, or just a shift in a reality.
Right. And I had a moment like that the other day, actually. One of my coworkers told me about this funny little occurrence. He said, if you ever see a yellow car on the road, I guarantee you 100% you will see a red car following it. And I said, nah, that's some bullshit. Nah, there's no way. I'm driving down the road, actually on the way over here to record. And what do I see on the road? A yellow car. And what's right behind it? A bright red car. Like, no fucking way. Well, like,
here's,
no.
Here's another thing. You create your own reality. So manifestation, you could have been thinking that and manifested that as well. So that it's just so crazy how all of this can kind of tie in and be this or that. And it's just trying to figure it out. It's mind boggling.
Right.
So he probably does the same shit I do and just sits there and researches for hours on end. And I'm just constantly looking for things and trying to figure shit out. And then I go down a whole nother rabbit hole and I'm like, oh God, this just, I tried to learn one thing and now I have to learn a million other things. But, yeah, it's crazy. Cause I've been driving and seen cars that were there and then they're gone and there's nowhere for them to turn off. Nowhere, you know, like no street to turn down, you know, it's just brick walls on the side. And I look over, see a car. Cause I'm very aware of everything around me when I'm driving or just in general. And I'm like, what the fuck? That thing's gone. You know, I've seen people standing at like by a bus stop or and they're not there. And I'm like, wait, I look back like the third time and I'm like, wait a minute.
Or how about when you own a specific vehicle and you start seeing them everywhere?
When I got the Xterra, everybody sees Xterras now.
Right.
Everybody's telling me that. Oh, I see them. They're everywhere. And I'm like,
well, that could also just be, you know, similar to confirmation bias, where once you're aware of something, you start noticing it.
Exactly.
More. Like, you know, if it's, you know, mentioned like yellow flowers, you're not going to notice a yellow flower until all of a sudden, you know, thinking about it. So that's, you know, one of the things. I wouldn't necessarily chalk that up to
not
the
100%,
whole
no.
glitch thing, but one of the things that that tripped me out when I was like looking into this, and you might find this interesting, is the University of, let me get this right. Somebody else talk while I think about this and try to get the name right. I cannot find
Brandon,
it.
You want to go ahead and talk?
No, I could go after
that's,
he finishes.
That's fine. I found it. At the Harvard simulations, at the Harvard Smithsonian Center, they wrote a code, and they wrote and coded a program that recreated 100 million years of evolution throughout space. It started with the Big Bang and started to progress forward, and it recreated everything on both a large and small scale. So it did the actual bang and the galaxy itself, and then universes within those galaxies, and then planets within those universes. And it's the largest scale one to date, one of the most detailed ones that they built, and it evolved forward 130 billion years.
What?
So it's one of the most detailed ones, right?
Right.
So who's to say that we're not currently living within one of those simulations where on the outside somebody did this and it was so detailed that it could have become real and created sentient life within itself and done it and created itself. We've already figured out how to use DNA, human genetic DNA, to write and trip up and break programs.
Well, it's all coding.
The program, DNA, right? The program was already designed to accept the DNA as, you know, as legible. So that's, you know, they're kind of building it to do that. But the fact that it did that tells us that it's possible.
Yeah.
So we are able to essentially create human life within a computer program. So.
Well, there's people that
tell
are,
me, you know, at this point, you know, one of the things that I've seen was people were starting to say, well, instead of proving that we are in a simulation, you have to prove to me that we're not in a simulation now.
Yeah, there's people that are spending absurd amounts of money on this program that they're working on where they're actually taking people's consciousness or working on trying to take people's consciousness and putting it into computer software. And people are spending a bunch of money so they can be killed off and to potentially be put into this and live forever kind of thing. There was something else I wanted to say on that too.
Speaking of being killed off, I saw this one company was paying people $200,000 to cryogenically freeze them. And
Walt Disney.
And
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
That's a whole another story. Allegedly. That's a whole another episode. But there were people were like, we'll pay you $200,000 if we can cryogenically freeze you. We'll pay you, I think it was $50,000 if we can freeze just your head. And then it was like $2,600 for your pet. And like, that's a hell of a steep drop for your pet, but whatever. But my question is like, okay, I'm a little down, but do I get the money?
Wait, how much for the pet?
Like $2,600.
I got a frozen chameleon. $2,600?
Yeah.
Snake in my freezer. I can do it for free.
I got two birds, babe. Two birds.
My question is, though, is if they cryogenically freeze me, like, am I going to get the money, like, now to go spend and fuck around with and y'all get me when I'm done with the money? Or, like,
is it going
to
be in the future when money doesn't exist?
Do I get paid when you thaw me out?
And Bitcoin
like,
rules.
Is it like.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to give you $200,000 up front like that.
Yeah, no, it's like, we'll thaw you out.
I'll disappear.
Right. We'll thaw you out. And if you survive, you'll get paid.
Oh, that's if you survive. Oh.
They stick an IOU in there with your frozen body.
Ankle monitor on you.
Right?
Here's an IOU we're going to stick in there. Put in a Ziploc bag so it stays good.
Before you sign that, before you take this check, swallow this tracking device.
You know,
all right, so look, I got a question for you guys now.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Shoot it.
Question is, I know you guys have heard of the people talking about how human society has reset it.
Right.
Numerous times, I guess.
Well, there's a whole theory that 2020 was a simulation.
Right. So what if humans resetting is a new simulation?
It's possible, yeah.
It's very possible.
And
like, the simulation ended. Like, they did a simulation with the dinosaurs, killed them off, and now they started a new...
I've heard about this.
How we have the eras, those are probably different simulations.
Yeah, yeah. It gets to the point where we've progressed the technology far enough, and now we're like, shit, we got to reset. Right. Go and back and go further.
Oh, we fucked up. We got to do
this again. And our code, the entity or whatever thing wrote the coding for the universe... could have progressively gotten better, you know, with the dinosaurs, how it gets better and better and better, kind of life.
Well, that's what some of the time travelers supposedly have said.
Right.
With how the future's going and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Brett earlier about this, but it's crazy. There's a story about these people that lived in a cave underground and they were stuck under there and that's all they knew. So they would see these shadows and stuff on the wall and things like that with the faint amount of light they had. And, that's all they knew, but one guy ended up escaping out, and he saw the outside, and was like, holy crap, so this is what, like, and he went back in to try to get the rest of the people out, but they didn't want to come out. They were stuck in that simulation, quote-unquote.
Okay.
I'm butchering the hell out of this, like I always do.
Yeah, you are.
But that's Matt's not here for you.
Have you guys had any experiences with, like, simulation stuff or glitches in the matrix, like personal experiences in your lives?
Oh, dude, 100%.
So many.
I've had
so many
extremely vivid dreams of shit, woke up, and then that shit happened that day.
That's a whole nother thing I want to get into. I don't want to, want to hear what everybody says first, but I can.
Like, that's it. I got no details on it, but I know I've like dreamt of shit, and then I go out and I'm like, what the fuck? This just happened in my dream.
Yeah, well, mine was the whole yellow car thing. That was definitely a recent one. I'm like, what the fuck? That blew my mind. Brandon, you got anything to add?
When I'm going home, there's always a certain turn. Every time I look right and I'm waiting to turn, there's always a car coming and it's always around this.
Uh-oh, hold up.
All right, and it's just going and it almost looks like fuck.
Okay, you're gonna have to do that one more time.
We're getting some technical,
That's the fucked up thing. Maybe that was the simulation going. We can't fucking show anybody this, right?
No, that's just your.
So, can you say that whole thing again?
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, because you've been sounding just fine, and then you start talking about that simulation. It's
moment you gave us an example of the simulation breaking, my internet tried to get real shitty. So let's try. Well, so can you say? Can you tell us again?
Yeah, of course. So every time I'm going home, there's always a specific left turn I have to make to go home. Every time I look right, there's always a car coming from that direction. It's almost around the same distance, and I'm going basically going the same speed, just cruising, always, every time, very simulation, like, just going. Every single time. It never fails. One car. Always to the right.
Huh. Do you think you're manifesting that because it happens so much, so you expect it?
Maybe that could be, and if that's true, then if we have that kind of capabilities, then aren't we kind of like writers in a way?
Oh, I completely like believe
writers. How in the Bible they say that God made us to, you know, He made us in the image of us, in the image of Him. Right. That will kind of correlate to that in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that, in the law.
Kind of, if we can manifest that, then we're kind of, you know, we're kind of writers in our own way.
Well, it's like the secret. It's like the secret and manifestation. It's just like when you're coming up to a green light that's been green forever, and you're like, oh, shit, that's going to turn yellow. And then sure enough, right after it turns yellow. I bring that up every time we talk about this stuff.
But, yes,
it's just a possibility. I have a really crazy experience. So I had this black cat named Tiffany for a couple years, and we got it from the pound when it was a kitten. And the funny thing is, it was when I was a kid, my mom and I went there and got this cat because we had another black cat that we had for 22 years that had passed away. So we went and got another black cat from the pound, and I remember vividly, like, raising this little cat and having this cat, and it got out around Halloween, which our area, we had a lot of coyotes and stuff that were constantly eating cats, and we keep indoor cats, but somehow this cat got out. My mom doesn't ever remember having this cat. She was the one that named it, because she named it after her dead fiance's daughter that had passed away, because that was her name, was Tiffany.
Okay. Kind of odd, but
her ex-boyfriend that was with us at the time, I asked him when he came down like a year or two ago, and he's like, I don't remember that cat either. I'm the only one that remembers this fucking cat, and I'm not in touch with anybody that lived in that area anymore that would remember that cat, so I can't go ask anybody else.
Huh.
And I'm like, this is just a different reality where, like, I was in that reality where we had that cat, and now I'm in a reality where we never had that cat, and that's why they don't remember it. Was this a glitch? Do we shift? Did something happen? Is it just me?
Like, I think your mind splintered. For sure.
But
I kind of agree with him. If you think about it, when you watch movies, and when you watch time traveling movies and stuff like that, and they alter the reality, what happens to the, you know, like, for example, if the movie's real, what happens to those NPCs? Like, their realities get changed, right? Somebody could have altered they could have been time traveling, messing around, and they altering it. You notice the change.
Well, Supernatural did a whole episode on the Titanic not actually sinking.
Oh.
And what would happen if those people lived and it changed the world? The whole world was different based off one incident.
God damn it, I haven't seen that episode.
There's a famous one in New York.
It's not going to ruin anything, but...
No, yeah, I mean, and that, you know, that new Loki show touches on that too, with them pruning full realities, and they got those, you know, spoiler alert, but they got these like bombs that blow up entire timelines and erase them from existence.
Yeah, well, Loki? when you had mentioned earlier, when I told you, hold on, I want to talk about something later.
Yeah,
psychic abilities.
Ooh.
Right.
So, what if, for example, these psychic abilities that we have? What if it just has to do with either shifting realities or a simulation in general? Because you got to figure there's been a lot of scenarios where people have experienced something and then reset happens, and then all of a sudden, boom,
they experience it,
so they know and they can describe it to detail, and it almost seems like psychic.
Yeah.
But the thing is what if a lot of these people having these psychic visions and stuff aren't actually having psychic visions? They just don't remember something that happened, and it's deep rooted in the subconscious, and they're able to remember something but don't know how they're able to remember that. And that's how they're able to tell people things. Just I'm not saying I believe that, but I'm just saying that's potentially a possibility. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, really anything is possible.
So what if it's just a product of the simulation? There was a man who was sitting at his table or eating or doing something, and one of his neighbors had like a pastor over, and they were moving, they needed help moving a mattress upstairs into his bedroom. Well, this guy went over and helped them move the mattress. So he went upstairs, and he had never been in that bedroom before at that house. And he knew the pastor, his name, all these things, and didn't know anything about this guy. Well, turns out they moved the mattress up, and they wanted to help him move this really heavy curio up the stairs.
Okay.
So that guy that went over to help is at the bottom of the stairs pushing the curio up, or the wardrobe, or whatever it is. The other two guys, curio. The guy that lives there.
Fancy-ass motherfucker.
Fancy-ass fucking Matt over here. Curio. It's a fucking curio.
sorry if I like to have my curio with my flamignon and my candy. But
your caviar.
Whatever, dude. I just, as long as you put milk in your curios, you're good.
Milk in your curios?
Anyways, so these guys, this pastor and this other guy that, you know, lived in the house that needed help were at the top pulling up, right?
Right.
Well, they lost their grip.
Okay.
And the guy's at the bottom. Well, the thing pushes him all the way down the stairs, out the door, and he head first into concrete.
Ouch.
That's it. And all of a sudden, he's back at his house at his table again. And his phone's ringing. And they're calling him, hey, could you help me move this mattress? And it's like 30 minutes before. And he was like, what the heck? But he remembered everything that had like happened.
So did he go move it?
He went to help move it. And before he went upstairs, he explained to them everything that happened. And they were like, what the fuck? But then he described in detail the pastor's name and talked about him as like, and he's like, how'd you know that? This is the first time I've seen you. He described the room to a T, and he's like, you've never been there. The pastor was so interested and invested in this. And I was like, fuck, that's insane.
So did he move his curio?
That's what I'm really wondering. I don't know.
Because I wouldn't.
But he moved the mattress again, but the curio, I wouldn't either.
Fuck that.
Somebody else could be at the bottom.
Yeah. I'm gonna ride in that bitch.
That was your only takeaway from this. It's, yeah. But did he move the curio?
Yeah.
The curio. Did it move?
I need the important details, goddammit.
That's the important detail.
So is a glyph or shift between realities or being reset after death something that happens so you can continue on in the simulation?
So what you're referring to right now, was that a premonition, right?
It could have been a premonition. It could have been something that actually happened. And ooh, reset button like Brandon was talking about.
Right. Now, Brandon, you actually were going to bring something up right now before Matt went on his little soapbox rant over here. About his career.
I wanted to add from what we was talking about earlier. There's actually a famous one in New York with the whole simulation thing with the Statue of Liberty. I don't know if you guys are aware of it. There's a big debate. Mm-hmm. There's a big debate in New York where a lot of people say that the Statue of Liberty is on Ellis Island.
Okay.
But
after a while,
people were actually noticing it's actually on Liberty Island, but people have pictures standing in front of Ellis Island from before they noticed it with the Statue of Liberty right behind them.
Huh.
That's crazy. And I wonder why Grand Theft Auto put a beating heart in there.
Remember going to school in New York and reading. I remember as a child going to school, and they always said it was on Ellis Island. I was like, Liberty Island? What are you talking about?
So what if that's a Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Maybe. Which ties
into it is.
Yeah, that's you know, they rewrote the code, and somebody got it wrong and was like, oh, yeah, Statue of Liberty's on Liberty Island.
But it's crazy. So think about it this way. Look at all the control and stuff that's happening, you know, like in this country, for example. I don't want to dive into politics, but there's been a lot of things that have, you know, more control and stuff. So what if these simulations, they're controlling what we believe and what we, you know, our reality and stuff like that. So it's very valid that we are in a simulation. That's a very big possibility.
Right. Our reaction is their results.
Yeah.
They want to see how we would react, or, you know, how would things change, you know, how would things play out?
Well, it's just like conditioning, you know, with UFOs, aliens, zombies, whatever, you know,
right.
Pandemic, Project Bluebeam. That's like, we can just go on and on about that. That's a whole nother episode or season.
That? Project Bluebeam?
Yeah.
I thought he said bean for a second.
No. That's where they it's a false flag where they put projections in the sky, like an alien invasion, for example, and make people think that we're being invaded when they're really projections, which they've done projections in other countries like this. And it's a, you know, like a black budget top secret project. Just like MK Ultra and all these other things.
Damn.
That's fucking crazy.
You got to think they're conditioning us. Oh, we're releasing all this UFO information and blah, blah, blah. And they're not releasing shit. They're just giving us a little bit to keep us happy. But you know, 10 years ago, you asked somebody on the street, oh, do you believe in aliens? Half those people would be like, oh, you're crazy. Now it's like 75% or more of the people are like, no, I believe they exist. So I feel like it's conditioning.
Oh, definitely conditioning us for it.
I don't see how anybody wouldn't believe in UFOs.
Seriously, there's no.
I think it's pretty self-centered to think that we're the only living intelligent species. Like, I think there's a difference between being smart and being intelligent.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely
The animals we have, they're smart, but they're not like intelligent. They're not flying planes. They're not doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
We can't possibly put ourselves on the same intelligent level, as self-centered as that sounds, but it's facts. We're not on the same level as the other animals. We're just not. We're a lot. So this, I always said there's a difference between being smart and being intelligent. Now,
well, a lot of animals still use telepathy. We don't. Oh, right. We've lost a lot of that through the human language.
True. I mean, well, some animals and other species on this planet have more upsides than the other ones.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. But yeah, no, there's no way in, you know, no fucking way that we can be the only life form in the entire existence of however far out the programmers have written the script for the simulation. There's no way that they we're the only thing.
You sound like Joe Rogan right now.
You got some DMT. Like, why make all that space?
Exactly.
Yeah. If it's just us, why write all that? Why put in all that effort?
Well, again, this goes back to the game theory. Is maybe there isn't all that space. It's just there is all of that space when we're looking and observing it because we're looking that direction. So now the computer, now the system has to program it because we're observing it. And then what's behind us doesn't have to be rendered. Like, it's like you were saying, when you're playing Grand Theft Auto, parts of the map don't render when you're not near them because it doesn't need to, because it doesn't need to draw that much power. And this goes into the viewing of particulate matters. Have you guys ever seen this? The two slit theory, the two slit experiment?
Yeah.
No.
Where if you take a piece of wood, right? And you put it in, you cut two holes in it, you put it in the water, and then you drop and you make ripples. When the ripples go through those two slits, the ripples will change on the other side of the wood, on the other side of the barrier.
Okay.
Right? Now, when you're watching matter, when you're watching the energy and all that, we've finally gotten to a point where we can observe it. Matter behaves differently when being observed than it does when it's not being observed. And they've discovered this through filming it, because obviously if they, you know, look at it, they can't see it change. But they have this thing where when you shine it through the two slits, it goes through as two, as it should if you're watching it. But the second you're not looking, it reacts differently.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So who's to say that, like... Yeah, maybe the universe is that big, but it's only that big in the area you're looking.
But would the cameras viewing it make it different, too? Like, us looking at it, because you got to look at, like, the Hubble Space Telescope and seeing shit we can't see.
Right, but it didn't. That's what throws me off. Within this experiment, the cameras didn't, because they were able to film it, not look, and then go back and watch the footage and see, and realize that's how they discovered, oh, shit, this is reacting differently when we weren't looking at it.
Yeah.
So, you know...
So is the shit we're seeing...
Is that what's being rendered right now? And then, you know...
Well, you got to think, the cameras and technology, like a computer, an MP3 file isn't actual music. It's what the computer thinks that it should sound like.
Right.
Because it's rendering and zeros. Processing it.
Yeah.
So, is the camera doing the same thing as...
Yeah.
As like that, for example.
Interesting.
And it's just like our brains and our senses that we have. Our five senses, you know...
There's more than five.
Well, the main, you know, touch.
Right.
Taste, smell... Sight, hearing, you know, whatnot.
Yes, that's five.
But anyways,
you're counting on your fucking hand.
Those, it's just
goddamn right.
It's our brains, you know, processing that information.
Right.
That's why people see, like, the whole blue dress. Was it blue or was it golden or whatever?
Oh,
like,
that black dress. And blue dress or the
gold, no, that dress was fucking gold and white.
No, it was blue. Black and blue.
It was black and blue.
No, it was gold.
What do you think? What do you think, Brandon?
I thought it was gold.
Ah, see? I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone in this.
I was like, damn, where are people seeing blue from?
It was fucking black and blue. I don't know what y'all have seen.
That dress is straight up.
I got a theory. We got to put this to the test. White and gold. We got to put this to the test. So, two, I'm assuming because he has AirPods, he's an iPhone user. So, do all iPhone users believe that it's gold and white? And all Android people?
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
And that could be a possibility because the phone renders color differently. Why is it gotta be an iPhone thing? It just renders it differently.
Fuck you, asshole.
I gotta say, I thought Matt was going a completely different direction with that.
No, I wasn't gonna bash iPhone this time.
I thought you were going a completely different direction with that as to why they saw different colors.
Jeez.
No.
You guys are fucking out there today.
And I'm sober.
We got to take a poll on that. Like, how many people actually saw white and gold? How many saw black and blue?
We could do a poll on Instagram.
And the ones who saw black and blue were the wrong ones. Clearly. You guys are all wrong.
No.
No, because you've shown me that same image on your phone, and it's a fucking Android, and I still see white and gold. No, it's
not. My point was not viewing it on the phone itself. It was people, certain types of people. You know, there's certain types of people that like certain types of things and whatnot. Maybe the people that run iPhones are the same people that have that, that see that that way.
Maybe.
That was my point.
How are you seeing golden?
Wait, guys, actually, wait, I have a confession.
Okay, go ahead.
So, it just hit me. I remember other times I did see it black and blue, but mostly gold and white. So what Alvy's thought was that they just put out two photos.
I think it has to do with lighting. Everybody's monitors too have different colors.
I think it's just one. It could be one picture.
We got to think like me coming from photography aspect as well. 95% of the monitors people are using aren't color corrected or brightness corrected. They come from the factory oversaturated, over vibrant, and over bright. Because I print my photos, so I have to color correct my monitors with actual hardware.
So also, right. So what if they put a photo out with certain color settings?
Right. They just put it out twice.
I think we're overthinking this one, but it's just it's funny to talk about.
That's for sure.
It's for sure blue and black. That, yeah. You're right.
No, that's fucking white and gold. You're fucking high as fuck.
There we go. Through the monitor, it looks still black and blue.
Well, it's blown out now, so it probably looks white for him. You're not helping our case here, Brett.
Did you guys see the same thing with the shoe where it was gray and like bluish?
I didn't see the shoe. No.
I didn't see the shoe.
It was like a Nike shoe.
Was there Bailey's in it?
Gray. No.
Was there Bailey's in it?
Unfortunately not.
That's crazy.
Unfortunately, no Bailey's in
so
that
I got
shoe.
A question for you guys.
Okay, what's up?
All of us?
What if you woke up one morning and your significant other had completely different interests or different routines in just one day? It shifted.
Well, don't they do that at least once a month for 7 days?
Choose your words very carefully right now, Brandon.
Anything that bleeds for 7 days straight and doesn't die is...
Tastes delicious.
There you go. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow. What?
No, but for example...
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
What? A real man loves this woman every day of the month.
I could see you shop at Red Wing.
That's the best. We were talking about work boots earlier. I have a pair of Red Wings. And I bought the shoes, too.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, no, if she woke up tomorrow and was like, into like different shit, I'd trip the fuck out.
Well, this is kind of like, I guess I should put a little bit of backstory on it. There's this guy who one day, you know, went up to his girlfriend because, you know, they drink their coffee together in the morning, make the coffee or whatever. And she always hated sugar in the coffee, and she would roast him and ream him all the time for putting sugar in his coffee, going, it ruins the taste of the coffee. You know, it takes away from the coffee taste. Well, one day he goes to the kitchen and she's putting sugar in her coffee, and he's like, but why are you putting sugar in your coffee? You know, you never do that. She's like, I've always put sugar in my coffee all the time. And he was like, what? Maybe like I misheard her in the past or something. But then he started noticing certain interests that she had changed and were different. And then he noticed her daily routines were a little different and not the same.
Right. But I feel like that's the same with anybody.
I mean, you change every seven years, but like, it's not like that overnight where it's like, oh, you just shifted realities to where she's like sugar in her coffee and does different shit during the day, you know?
Why is that? Every 7 years.
That's why I asked the whole
because you regenerate new cells every 7 years. Every 7 years, you have a brand new set of cells that you didn't have in your body 7 years ago.
Huh. That's interesting.
Really?
Your cells regenerate. And so it's, you know, that even goes back to the Ship of Theseus thought experiment, but that's a whole nother fucking thing. But your cells regenerate, and every 7 years is a completely new set of cells. Like right now you're shedding and generating new cells, and 7 years from this moment, you will not have a single cell in your body that is the same as they are right now. It will take that long to get rid of all of them, but by the time that clicks over, the last cell in your body that's there today will be gone. So essentially you are you are quote unquote a new person every 7 years.
Well, there's also a commonly quoted statistic out there that 80% of the dust around is actually just dead skin, because you're shedding skin constantly.
Right.
Oh yeah, I'm inclined to believe that.
So like, you know, those are cells, dead cells, you know.
So we're inhaling somebody's dead cells. That's nasty.
Mostly mine.
Oh, gross. No, I'm thanks. I'm gonna pass on that big time.
People are over here worrying about the C word when you're breeding in freaking everyone's people.
Look, I don't know about you, but if you, you know, snort some dead guy ash, it's kicks you.
What?
Well, we talked about this, right? Like some cremation ashes at the funerals and stuff when we did the funeral episode.
Roll me up in a spliff.
Yeah.
What?
You better smoke that blunt.
Oh.
You know what? You know actually what came to my head when you mentioned about the 7 years?
What's that?
Why is that?
Well, you know, your body regenerates. Your body regenerates cells. Like if you were to cut yourself right now and it heals, it's because your body's creating new cells. So it's all you're always in flux. You're always creating new cells. Your old cells are dying. They're getting old and they're regenerating. And so the reason it's every 7 years, it's believed every 7 years, is because every 7 years is how long it takes for the entire thing to change. I'd mentioned the Ship of Theseus thought experiment earlier. It goes back to, you're not going to be able to build a real ship in days, right? It's going to take time. So let's say you have a ship, right? And one of the planks gets old, so you replace it with a new plank. Well, then you replace the next one with a new plank, and the next one with a new plank, until you have replaced every piece of wood on that ship.
Sounds like
With a new part,
sounds
right?
Like your Xterra.
Well, if you've replaced...
By the time you get to the last plank, the first plank is going to be old.
And it's time to replace it. Yeah. But once you've replaced that last plank, is that still the same ship? Or is it a new ship at that point?
I don't know. Do they keep the bin?
That would be I don't think they have bins.
That's the Ship of Theseus thought experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why people say every 7 years you're a new person.
Well, Saturn makes every its seven return years. In astrology and the astrology world, which Brett and I, you know, get into about. But the theory is that every seven
that's a
years,
fun episode.
Saturn makes a trigger aspect back to its own placement. And then
so
that multiplies.
Saturn's the reset button on the
7 years as well. And that's where astrology ties into even that. But you got to think all these cells aren't dying, you know, at the same time, like Brett said, it's a plank at a time. And over time, by that time 7 years rolls around, they're all
so what you're saying is every time Saturn makes its loop, the simulation resets.
Or you change. Because obviously, you know, like the moon and stuff affects the tides. We're made of how much percent water and whatnot. And
like 70
something. That's why the full moon it's makes like people crazy and shit. And there's a lot of different, you know, aspects of that. But
we have a lot of water in us.
Yeah, and you're still full of shit.
Oh, you got jokes, motherfucker. Hey, Jazz.
So, as we get closer to the end, what do you guys think? Do you guys think we're actually in a simulation?
Are we like the end of the podcast or the end of the fucking...
The simulation's about to reset.
No, this podcast is going to end when the podcast
You know
ends.
What's funny? Not you know right what's now. Funny? The whole New World Order plan and shit that's going on. I don't want to dive deep into this, but...
That's a whole nother
What
episode.
Do they call what's kind of playing out right now? They call it the Great Reset.
Right.
With the economy, and it's a 10-year process.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't want to dive into the whole pandemic stuff that's going on or any of that, but there's a lot of... stuff that ties in with this Great Reset, and it's kind of crazy just how everything is kind of connected and affects everything, like cause and effect.
That's true.
And everything's intertwined. Yeah. A lot of people think black and white are inside the box where they're like it's this or that that's causing it, and I feel like it's a bunch of different things, kind of different forces in a way meshing together.
That's true.
To create the fabric of the reality that we're living in and what's happening.
Ooh. The fabric of reality. I like that.
Yeah, it's a fabric of time and space, reality, and, you know, I want to sound like freaking Neil Tyson.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart fella. Right, Brandon?
Yeah, I actually watch his podcast every other day.
Oh, do you?
Neil the Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Neil the Mike Tyson.
Just don't watch his Hot Wings episode.
Oh, man.
God,
oh,
no.
Oh, God. I hate that episode. He
he is a crazy intellectual, but the way he eats those wings is very
disturbing.
God. And
fucking chaotic.
He does not eat wings like somebody who has a doctorate in science.
No. He's over here all sloppy.
Dude,
like what the fuck are you doing,
he
bro?
He eats wings like a guy who just got out of prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he hasn't had wings in like maybe 5 or 6
like
years.
Like a group
you know?
Of cavemen that just attacked a freaking an animal and are ripping it apart.
It's terrible. I like the guy, smart fella, but just Terrible eating habits. Just terrible.
Yeah, so it's there's so many things that, that tie into this. It's crazy.
Would that be etiquette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like time travel too that goes into this.
You went.
I'm jumping ship, moving this podcast along.
You didn't answer my question.
What was your question?
You said time travel?
Something about time travel?
Something about time travel. Let's go with time travel.
Okay, so there is people that have been like put in comas or had some crazy near-death experience and somehow got put into like a different body or like consciousness collided and like, you know, all of a sudden they're in another era, like 2030, and they see how the world is and things have changed. Like this one dude had talked about it, but he didn't want to answer certain questions or talk about certain things because he was afraid that it was going to affect the change of reality. Like obviously if something gets brought to attention and people act on it or do something to stop it or whatever, it could totally change the future, you know? So he didn't want to say certain things, but he was talking about like, what was it? By like 2028, certain stuff was going to happen, you know, very soon we're going to be, you know, no money in terms of like the currency is going to be.
Well, I mean, that's the way we're headed right now with Bitcoin and Ethereum. I'm not even saying
like that. Like, that's completely wiped different. He said that there was going to be, in a couple hundred years or so, some crazy event that's going to happen. Like, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to experience some insane craziness where almost all of the Earth gets wiped out. But then it kind of bounces back, and it ends up being better than it was before. And the whole world works together instead of having all these separate, you know, visions and fighting back and forth and all that.
Do you think that's more or less what's going on right now?
It might be, but I was telling Brett, I could see it going one of two ways. You know, you could have the dark, it's like the dark versus light.
Like maybe 2020 was the beginning of the simulation.
Well, there's this whole theory that that was a simulation altogether. Maybe it does, we're just coming back to
honestly,
reality.
It does like feel just like it. An experiment. It does feel like it.
Kind of, yeah.
2020 just feels like,
in
what the
February,
fuck?
February is going to be 2 years ago that it started.
So we're stuck in this for another 5 years?
Fuck.
And this February, it would have been 2 years since the whole thing started. It does not feel like that was 2 years ago. It feels like it was literally yesterday.
And lockdown started happening in March, shit. I think. Yeah, because we went to the last show they did at the Whiskey before everything shut down was that Friday the 13th.
March 13th of 2020.
And then I went to Death Valley right after that, and that's when the lockdowns were on in effect.
Yeah.
And
then we all started hoarding toilet paper. You remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was fun.
Loved it.
but when I had mentioned like, you know,
had to resort to the three seashells.
Like, I don't want to dive too deep into this because I'm going to butcher it again. But when I had mentioned that guy that went into the coma, right. He had mentioned something about something that happened to somebody else and they like collided and switched consciousness or something where he was in their body in like 2030 and like vice versa. He ended up back in his body somehow. But I was playing Grand Theft Auto Online a few years ago. Actually, it was probably more than a few years ago. It was probably, a little longer than that. But anyways, I was on a motorcycle riding, and my friend was on a motorcycle riding. And we did this gnarly jump while we were racing across the map to do something or go somewhere. Anyways, that's besides the point. But our motorcycles collided mid-air.
Okay.
And I ended up on his bike, and he ended up on mine. Nobody got off the bike and got on his, nothing like that. We just collided, and all of a sudden I was on his bike, and he was on mine. And we were like, what the fuck? And this was before you could like record without like a capture card because it was on PlayStation 3.
Right.
And
that's definitely a glitch.
I was like, it's a glitch in the game. So I mean, it ties into reality. Like, could that happen?
And that can only happen in a game because that's not going to happen in real life or what we perceive as real life.
Exactly. It all goes back down to perception and what they want us to see and think. And there is things that do happen.
Wait. Who's to say that can't happen in real life?
I mean, I've never seen it.
This guy
doesn't mean it can't happen.
Stop pointing fingers.
I'm sorry, I'll point two fingers. I forgot my Disney point. It's been like 4 years since I worked for them.
These fuckers over here pointing at me with their fucking dirty ass fingers.
I was actually reading an interesting theory on time travel where they were saying theoretically, if you go back in time, per se, right?
Okay.
And you kill your grandfather, what happens?
You know, they have this in Supernatural, too.
Oh, jeez.
So what happens? You go back in time. Let's say you kill your grandfather.
Right, then you cease to exist.
Well, right. Well, one would think so. But if you think about it, if you don't exist, then you never went back in time to kill your grandfather. So then, therefore, it
So here's
at least on that.
So it's like in the simulation. Once the code is written, it's written.
Right.
It's just going to correct any glitches.
Right. Well, I mean, at least on that timeline, right?
Right.
So you kill your grandfather on that timeline, right? And now he no longer exists. But the moment you went back in time, you created a branch reality where whatever you were about to do... Well, the moment you killed your grandfather, you created a branch... Strength. Yeah, you created a branch reality that now this is the timeline where your grandfather doesn't exist. Now your parents don't... Or your, at least, you know, your mother or father don't exist. Therefore, you don't exist. But only in this reality. And you are the you from the original timeline. Therefore... you know, you do exist, but you're the you from the original timeline where your grandfather is still alive and exists. The reason that your grandfather's dead is because you killed him in a different timeline, so you essentially killed a different version of your grandfather.
Well, there's infinite versions of all this, and
this all ties into the multiverse.
Yeah, y'all just handed me a can opener right now, and I'm about to open this can of worms. So, with the realities, time... And a timeline is a human-made construct for measurement, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So the past, present, and future all are existing
simultaneously,
consecutively alongside each other.
Yep.
Right.
So, for example, this also ties into reincarnation. So, you know, something that... And then there's infinite realities, you know?
Right, right.
And there was this story. I'm gonna butcher this one again because it's one I heard a long time ago. I will send it to all three of you, and I will post it in the cult if I find it.
Okay, we'll see about that.
But basically, there was this little boy. Well, he was born as a little boy, obviously. Well, he wasn't born as a little boy. Okay, so
oh man.
So at the time, the story
so you're not even great. Fucking four words in, you've already butchered it.
So the story. is so coming this is from little his boy, point
but
of
he was born
view,
as a girl, as but a little he's boy. A boy.
Well, that could happen now.
Well, he had
that
lived.
That can happen now. And you could also be a unicorn, too.
He had lived as a past life. It was either his mom or his significant other, and he had died and had this wound that he had, that was his, you know, death blow. It was his kill blow, right? That killed him, that wound. And he felt like he had been reincarnated or something because he was born and had a birthmark that was in the same area. He ended up finding... Those people were still alive, and they didn't remember him, but he remembered them and was like, hey, you were, I can't remember if it was his significant other or one of his parents. And he remembered them and went over them, talked to them and explained this whole thing and was able to explain shit that they knew, but he was dead.
Right.
And then reborn. And it's like, is that just
coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidences.
Mm.
That's the simulation tripping out again.
Or it's reincarnation, or yeah, and exactly. And the Matrix talks about a lot of that.
Yeah,
because I feel like the Matrix is a loose documentary of kind of simulation.
Dude,
of
the Matrix was confusing as fuck the first time I saw it.
Those writers wrote about time travel and a bunch of other shit.
The
too.
Wachowskis.
Yeah,
I agree. It was. I was confused.
I had to watch it at least two or three more times.
Well, the first one was not a very good simulation. There go. It went back in time and it rewrote itself vis-a-vis becoming a more popular simulation, becoming better. Ergo, it went in and did it again vis-a-vis doing other stuff. And then that scene really pissed off a bunch of fucking people because it had a bunch of big-ass words that nobody else understood.
Yeah, definitely. That scene with the, what was it, the architect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, they found like a bug in the simulation or a glitch that they were able to kind of exploit that, and then they go back and try to fix that and created a bigger problem that could end the simulation. Crazy.
Very crazy.
Reset. Can't let that happen.
Right?
I mean, I can go on and on about this.
Doesn't seem like it. It sounds like you're pausing there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you can't go on and on. You can go on about it. And you're
like, I can go on and on, but I'm going to take a quick pause.
Well, I research a lot of different things, so it's hard because I end up butchering stuff because I learn a lot about a lot, and then I only remember parts of everything.
Leave it to the vegetarian to butcher.
And it's like, I could. Hey, I'm a pescatarian.
Okay, pescatarian.
You know what?
My bad.
I didn't go vegetarian because I love animals. I went vegetarian because I hate plants.
Oh, fuck yeah. Those plants. No, but being a vegetarian, you actually hate animals and plants. Because you're eating the animal's food.
Dick.
Asshole.
I'm a secondary vegetarian because the cows eat the grass and then... Well, you guys are secondary vegans. Well, I'm butchering that too.
God,
because
dude.
The cows eat the grass and then you guys eat the crows.
Crows? Crows? We eat the crows?
Matt, just stop.
It's hot
just
in
stop.
Here.
Just stop.
It's hot. It's hot.
I hope you guys Give are up. Enjoying this episode of Matt's Not Here. This is why Matt's never here.
Matt's not here.
But this is what we do on this.
Oh, fuck.
We just, we have fun with it.
We try.
Yeah, you know. That's part of our appeal, I think.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody else have anything to say on this? Or?
No.
Honestly, I have no
Brandon,
opinion on this.
I'm out.
No, I'm kind of out right now. I think that.
Yeah. Well, we could shoot the shit for a couple of minutes and then...
Yeah, let's go ahead and just get to know Brandon a little bit. How about that? Brandon, what can you tell us about yourself?
The What's man, your favorite
the
man, ice cream?
The legend.
Your favorite ice cream.
My favorite ice cream?
Yeah. Yeah, what makes you scream for ice cream?
An entire strawberry shortcake ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds
What
good.
Would you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh, shit. It's getting real now.
Oh, he doesn't like Klondike bars. Oh, okay.
Well, shit.
But if you did,
what would you?
Let's assume you did.
What wouldn't you do to not have a Klondike bar?
Oh.
To not have one? Dang. I mean, at that point, I want to find out either. I mean,
you know, there's another reality. There's another reality where you exist and you actually like Klondike bars.
Oh.
That's true. I tell people all the time, there's a reality where you're poor. There's a reality where you're rich.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You just happen to be in this reality that you're in now.
Yeah, can I go?
How'd you know? How'd you know? Is that a premonition?
Can I go to the one where I have more money?
I'd like that reality, please. Thank you.
I'll take two of those.
What was to happen if you was to go to the other reality and you kill the rich self and just try to take over his life? Right.
Then you become Batman.
Typically, what would happen?
I don't know if I would kill him. I would just, you know,
rob him.
Be like, hey, go, you know, it's like, we'll do some like Prince and the Pauper type shit. And I'll be like, go check out my reality for like a month. I'll check out yours for a month. And then,
he calls back, this number has been disconnected.
Right. Yeah. Change the number.
Or I'm sorry.
When I go back, just pocket a couple, you know, couple thousand.
Yeah, but that money may not be good in this reality.
Right. It might have like pictures of Bill Clinton on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit.
Pictures of Trump on there.
Fucking, hey, it might be worth more.
It might be worth more.
Trump coin.
Shit. Oh, no. Geez.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Oh man.
But I feel like you wanna.
No, I'm good.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right, buddy. What else? So...
Yeah, back to let's get a little bit normal. Back to getting to know a little bit more.
Did you just
Brandon.
Glitch?
Yeah, I did.
You totally just glitched.
I'll tell you one thing. All right, so how about ask me questions about, I guess, simulation stuff, and I'll give you my opinions about it.
Okay, right. Yeah, that works. So,
fuck, simulation put stuff. Put me on the spot now. Shit.
So we already discussed what deja vu.
Fuck, we're supposed to be the ones asking questions.
So, where do you think do you think the simulation started?
That's a good question.
Ooh. Where? Or when? Or basically why?
When in
this human construct do you think it started?
Man, that's a good one. That's kind of hard to tell because they said we've only recorded about they said technically about 90% of human history is lost because we've only begun to record at a certain period.
Well, that's I bring up
everything
this,
else wasn't really recorded.
I bring up right. this when it comes to climate change and stuff because we don't have very much recorded, you know. So people see this short
right.
thing and they're basing
so we
it off
can't
that.
Really tell.
Exactly.
Well, there's also so many ancient civilizations that didn't have a written language. They just had a spoken language.
Well, there's also a bunch of civilizations where certain religious organizations came in and rewrote a lot right. of that stuff. Into this whole simulation theory, there is a book, a Bible, that was written about 2,000 years ago in Christianity that Christians are literally trying to hide because it tells certain things differently in certain ways. And obviously with religions, they want to kind of... You know, what they believe in and stuff, they want to kind of create their own, not create their own beliefs, but like people have their own beliefs and their own structure and what they believe and stuff like that. It's, I don't know how to kind of word that really, but, fuck, I had another question. What if when the simulation started, it started at the Big Bang and that was just the computers turning on?
That was actually what I was telling Louis the other day. And I think it was like 3 days ago. In the Bible, it says, God said, and let there be light, and then boom, the whole Big Bang app or whatever happened.
Yeah.
That's the way a computer starts. You press a button, and everything, you know, all the lights come on, everything turns on, and it starts running.
There's a lot right. about Jesus in the simulation and what happens with the Matrix and stuff that ties into that. I don't know enough about that. I'm more on the Eben alien bandwagon. I don't know if you heard our episode, Was Jesus an Alien? But that was
That's a great episode.
That was my favorite episode, probably. But
very informative.
What if the stars are just air holes that poked in so we can breathe?
Oh.
That was a stoner moment that we did.
So this ties into that other theory that the Earth is kind of an ant farm.
You know what I've always thought?
And we can't see the stars. We can't see the stars in the cities because there's too much going on that we're focused on, and it can't render those either.
Oh.
Oh, that's just light pollution, but...
Right, like, it doesn't have enough, you know, rendering to for us to even see with the naked eye.
There's not enough resolution in the city because there's too much being rendered? Huh. And it's true. You go out into the desert, there's nothing out there. Not much to be rendered.
But if you go to like Egypt with like just three pyramids sitting there in a little desert, you see everything.
Well, into the whole thing, there's a lot of stuff that we learned in history that isn't true. And the Sphinx was one of them, and how the Sphinx actually looks and what it was actually supposed to be and stuff. I didn't research enough into that, so I'm not going to like go into that. But you guys can, if you guys are, if that seems something interesting,
you can look into that. The Sphinx is pretty interesting. It predates a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like ties into the whole extraterrestrial stuff, and I'm really into that. Heavily.
What do you guys think about the whole nose thing?
That was part of the whole thing, and the whole side of the face and how it formed around and stuff.
Yeah, like there's a lot of statues where the noses are missing. Why is that?
I don't know.
That's
we're gonna have to take that upon ourselves to.
I think the official statement for that is erosion.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, there was
always the nose though.
I don't know. Michael Jackson's nose fell off.
It don't look like
what movie was that? Fucking Scary Movie 3?
Why you gotta take it there, man? Why you gotta throw Michael Jackson in there? Asshole.
The man has it pretty rough right now.
He might have it better than we have it right now. Who knows?
No. Oh, that's true.
That's a whole nother thing, though. I mean, how long...
Or his code could have just been deleted.
Oh, he knows something. We need to... him, Prince, all these other guys. Let's
go ahead and do something about this.
So that's so. Let me ask you guys this then: if we're all codes in a simulation, what happens when we so-called die? Does our code get erased or
respawn?
If it doesn't, if we do get reincarnated. What would that translate to in terms of, you know, the coding world? I guess, or what would that translate to? Like, how would a computer do that?
I think it's just you live your one life and then you restart. I don't know. I believe in reincarnation, so I mean that can kind of tie into that a little bit too.
So you're saying it's definitely a video game?
It could be.
I think reincarnation is real because why cut everything off? Why not just recycle it and save power? Save, you know, optimize.
All right, it's much easier to recode something than it is to write something new from the script.
Right. Why in the world would you just delete it? Why destroy it?
No, 100%.
I don't know. Everything's a cycle.
Yes, we are.
You have the cycle of life, the water cycle. Everything's a cycle.
That's
clouds.
And I think that's what aliens are trying to tell us. Because if you notice, all the crop circles, they're always in circles. Always. Well, most of them. A lot of them are. I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them are in circles. I don't know. I've seen some of them, and a lot of it looks very like something an engineer should know. I don't know. It looks weird. Like they're trying to show us a design or something. There is something. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd trust an engineer though. I do a lot of work on cars, and man, some of these engineers. What were they thinking? They literally walked around 1,000 virgins engineers just to fuck a mechanic.
Oh man. Oh man,
but how long have we been doing this episode now? How long?
Over an hour.
over an hour now.
Yeah. We're going to have to wrap this up here.
Yeah, I think we could save this the rest of this for another day.
Yeah, Brandon, would you be interested in coming back on another episode sometime?
I will come every single time you call me.
Yes,
great to hear.
Great answer. I love that. I love that. We'll definitely have you on a few other episodes. There's a lot of topics for this season that I'm pretty sure you're going to be interested in.
Oh yeah, I have knowledge on literally every. I know a little bit of everything.
That's me, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we could do with anything.
Except I'm a master debater.
Master debater. Oh, and a cunning linguist. Okay, so where can people find us?
People can find us on Facebook at Matt's Not Here. They can find us...
Instagram.
On Instagram.
At Matt's Not Here Podcast.
Fuck Twitter.
Yeah.
They can find us...
I mean, we have it, but
on Anchor, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts... Google Podcast.
They can join our
Pandora.
group on Instagram or on Facebook. The Cult of MNH.
Yes, make sure you guys join the Cult of MNH.
You guys, if you guys got a dark sense of humor and you want to, you know, post your craziest memes and whatnot,
that's definitely the place to be.
Yeah, we're getting fact checkers in there now, fact checking joke memes. We're waiting for the Banhammer to come on, so
we're gonna get banned.
Help
us get banned.
Help them get banned. I've done it enough.
You know what? You post on there, and I'm surprised we haven't gotten banned yet.
I got us one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did.
I got us one.
You got us a warning.
Shit, dude, I didn't think about this, because we're going to be doing a YouTube channel in the future, and...
Oh, shit.
We got to be careful not to get strikes.
I'm just not going to say anything.
We're just going to have to put tape over Brett's mouth.
Fuck, that's going to suck for me to edit, because it's going to be, like, the whole podcast is going to be like, so on today, beep, 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 beep,
beep. You know what? Beep. And I think we should beep, but I believe in the theory of beep.
Go find us on Spotify, because...
Yeah. Can you imagine this? They're going to start fact-checking our YouTube as well. Oh, man. Oh, boy. But yeah, make sure you guys check us out everywhere. And
do you have any socials you want to be plugged or anything, Brandon?
Me? No. I'm not really into that.
Okay, no, that's fine. No. That's fine.
not on this episode.
More low-key person.
That's good, man. Keep it that way. So until next time, I'm Lewis.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Brett.
And you are?
And I'm Brandon.
And this has been Matt's Not Here. All right, make sure you guys check us out next time when our episode will be, I don't know. It'll be a surprise, right?
What, next episode? Yeah, here's the book.
It's there somewhere.
Don't let Lewis see it, because all the financial records are in there.
He doesn't even know.
The financial records. Our whole...
He found out last episode that Brett and I are making money, and he isn't.
He's a little upset with us.
You guys are assholes.
What?
Yeah.
All right. See you guys next time. Bye.
This has been an Al&B production.